Okay, well, good morning, folks. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. And today is, what is today? Yeah, it's always fun looking down into the corner of, the computer, the rectangle, the display screen, and seeing that we made it to February. Yep, February 5th, 2017. It's a crazy ride, and the craziness is just ever coming. Here at the Republic of Texas Radio Show, we like to talk about Texas independence and the world around us, and the world around us is just absolutely sideways. And there's a lot of positive things going on, but there's a lot of silliness and nonsense and whatnot. Hey, I'm going to quickly rope in the crew before we get started. Hey, Alan, do I hear you back there?
I am here, sir.
How are you doing today, man?
So far, so good. You know, I don't like to speak for the future, but so far, it's all right.
What about the past? How was that last night? Did you get a lot of rain yesterday?
Oh, not a lot. It was a good, steady rain. Kind of soaked in, didn't really have a lot of runoff. Good rain. As good as I can be anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. When I moved to Fredericksburg initially, I remember just weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of rain, and it was just like, whoa, you guys ever get, like, sun? But weather is constant, right? It's always changing, so, you know, go figure. Well, let's see, what else? Oh, Doc. Hey, Doc, are you there?
I'm here. How are you gentlemen today?
What is it that John Jarnicky likes to say? We're in Ferry Midland.
Scotia Way.
What was that, Alan?
Scotia Way.
Okay, that's an inside joke. How's it down there in Houston, Doc?
It is rainy, cloudy, and about 62 degrees. So, you know, probably what you had moved this way.
Is it pretty much normal for Houston? I thought it's always raining in Houston, right?
During February, but now that we're in March, I'm hoping it dries up a little.
Okay, well, we're not just going to talk about weather today, folks. And I'm not too sure exactly where we're going to go to. What? I got something coming through the background. That was kind of crazy. So, where was I going to go? So this week, really, as far as Texas independence goes, I had one thing come through, a little bit of a poll from SurveyMonkey. You know, the Texas National sent it out to me, and it said, are you still interested in Texas independence? And I go, why the hell wouldn't I be, right? You know, it's kind of a lull. This is where we're at in Texas independence. We've got a lot of hope that's been pinned on Donald Trump. And, you know, guys, I mean, it's going to crash, right? That whole thing's a house of cards. It's going to topple. We just don't know when. So I went ahead and I did the SurveyMonkey, and, you know, it asked me, do I still believe in Texas independence? And the answer is yes. I don't see the U.S. changing its ways. I don't see Donald Trump changing his ways. But, well, we can talk a little bit more about that. So that's what I've seen so far. You know, I know that the Republic of Texas folks, they will be having their next joint session coming up. What is it? This Saturday. You can go to thetexasrepublic.com. You know, check that out. I forget where they're holding that. Do you remember, Doc?
I believe they said Brenham.
Brenham. Yeah, you don't have to actually go to the meeting. They actually do a live stream thing. But there's stuff going on, but Texas independence is kind of at a pause. You know, that's I can't, you know, proclaim a pause, but it's still here. What I'm seeing a lot about or going on about, and that's in my real life as well as, you know, reading stuff on the internet or from newspapers or whatnot, is illegal immigration, right? They call those guys undocumented subjects or aliens or undocumented whatevers. You know, you see them and you hear them talk about, you know, oh man, so this guy was driving along and he was just pulling in to drop off his daughter at school, and the ICE people picked him up and sent him back to Mexico, and now, you know, he's been living here for 30 years, and it's not fair to him to be sent back to Mexico. And, you know, a lot of the articles kind of go that way. You know, some of them even do a really neat stretch where they go, some of these migrants don't even speak Spanish. So when they return them back into the wild, they can't even speak Spanish. I'm going like, what? Have you ever found, you know, this one's for you, Doc. Have you ever found a Spanish immigrant that doesn't speak Spanish?
Never. And you know what keeps blowing my mind on the news is they keep saying, like the other day, this lady's husband got returned to El Salvador or someplace. And she said, but he's been here and he's not breaking any laws. And nobody ever brings up the fact that just being here illegally is breaking the law. And if you did that in Mexico or any of these other countries, it would be much more serious than it is here. So if you're going to be here 30 years, why haven't you worked on doing it legally?
Well, they work on continuing to do it illegally. And I understand the snowball, right? And I actually, I know some people that are actually here legally from Mexico and then have been here for, you know, 15 years, and they just don't want to necessarily, you know, run the flag up the flagpole and salute it, right? They're just going, well, I'm a Mexican citizen. I'm here, you know, I'm documented and did all this other stuff and productive person. And well, actually last week, my buddy told me that he was going back to Mexico here in about a week, and we'll see. He's worried, quite frankly, and he's worried that he's not going to be able to get back into the United States. Now, I want him back into the United States. He's a productive person. He went through all the right hoops or whatever that is, and I don't even know about what's important about going through the right hoops. I can testify to the fact that he's a good person, right? A good worker and this and that, and just because he filled out the forms and got in and his parents are, you know, here legally and he's here legally. But they're kind of like, they're afraid too. No, no. Are you back there, Alan?
Nope, nope, nope. Just keep on going there.
Okay. Well, you know, because what I see is, and I really don't care too much. Well, I have a lot of feelings, right? You know, as they deal with the feelings of illegal immigration, right? The tragedy that they climbed the fence or ran across or paid a coyote to get across the border and get into the corporate United States of America so they can make money, get jobs like, well, I don't know. They're not going to get a job at NASA building rocket engines, okay? That's just not going to happen. And we're not just going to do an immigration show, but we will talk a little bit about this. They're going to come over here and they're going to find jobs that, well, the people in their circles, you know, do. Now, here in Texas, you're going to find them on construction crews, and there's a lot more Mexican crews doing rock. So you'll get them to stonemasons and whatnot, and a lot of people don't want to haul concrete around. They do a lot of concrete work. There's a lot of home builders and whatnot. But these are the skills that they pick up once they cross the border, and then they get taken advantage of by other, you know, unscrupulous folks. Well, maybe they do have scruples, but their scruples probably aren't painted the way my scruples are, because they can get them for $5 an hour and work them for $12, you know, or 12 hours in a row. And, well, hey, you know what? You don't have a place to stay. I got a place out back, and we can put you up. I got 9 other guys living there. Okay, so it just takes a little bit. Now we're starting to look more like the 1800s, right, when the railroads were traversing the United States of America. So we created this infrastructure, and now that somebody, well, I guess us as Americans are trying to unravel this thing. It's actually quite odd. We've been talking about this for my entire lifetime, and now somebody's doing it, and we're crying foul. Oh, gets me freaked out. And that's a hell of a rant there, Doc. But I think it's a huge subject. It needs to be dealt with at a human level, emotional level, and technical level. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I agree. And I can't fault anybody with wanting to go someplace where you can provide a better living for your family. But why not try to do the legal paperwork? And if it takes forever, at least you got the stuff on file and you can live in peace. I often wonder if your kid comes home at night escorted by the police for stealing something at the grocery store, and he looks at you and he said, well, yeah, but you taught us it was okay to break the laws here. It doesn't really matter. How do I know which ones you want me to obey? I think we're giving some very confusing stuff to the children. And a lot of these people are really good people, but unfortunately they did break a very serious law. And trying to get legal would teach the children something very good that, you know, we got over here, we're trying to make a better life, and we're going to do it legally.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of quiet out there, Alan. What do you think? Maybe you don't even really care about this subject at all.
Oh, no, I definitely care. This is what got me started looking into this whole thing in the first place, this whole crazy global mess crap that's going on. Was being up in West Central Arkansas and hearing George Bush on the television saying, you know, the border's closed so tight, you know, a seed tick couldn't get through. And I'm sitting up there in Central Arkansas watching just house after house. Every house in the neighborhood that would go up for sale would get bought up by people who would get loans that there's no way I could have a hope of ever getting, and speaking a language that was not what I was brought up speaking. Not saying that they weren't good people. Like I said, I'm sure some of them are, but they break the law when they step across that border without going through the process that has been cleared to bring in the immigrants that supposedly built this country.
Immigrants, yeah. Right. Yeah. So here's the rub. Maybe what we're seeing is, well, the birth of Mexico, because Mexico has been shifting off a lot of these undocumented migrants, or whatever we want to call them, over here. They've been learning to, well, do things the way we do it, and maybe they've been teaching us some things, too. You know, it's always an ebb and a flow, and now they're flooding back into Mexico. They've doubled the amount, well, not doubled, 50% over, you know, the amount of people that are being dropped back into Mexico. The consulates here are giving out Mexican birth certificates. This is something they've never done before. They're setting up huge networks of people to try to keep the illegal aliens keep them in the United States. They're setting up systems within Mexico to repatriate, you know, the people that arrive back on the planes. And then they're going like, well, see, this is a real human tragedy, because all of a sudden, all the people that build houses in Mexico are going to have all these construction workers from the United States come in, and then all the prices are going to go way, 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 way down. And you go, huh, is that real? Yeah, I guess so, but what were you doing over there in the first place? And so they would have a lot of good people heading back to Mexico. Hopefully they'd be able to build a nation for themselves instead of being parasites. And maybe that's a hard word if you use the word parasite, but I would say that it's a parasitical thing if you're sending your people across a border to mine Federal Reserve notes and send them back to your population so you can have an economy. Is that too harsh of a word, Doc?
No, it's funny you mention that, because I just saw on the news where they said not only are they, you know, bringing back that kind of money, it's unbelievable. That's why a lot of them will live in some horrible conditions so they can go home for the winter months. But they said they found out the Mexican government has spent up to $50 million each year trying to help them when they get in trouble here so they don't get sent back home.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that they're going to spend a hell of a lot more trying to put this thing all back together, because it's coming apart, and that's a good thing, because we can move on as a society and as a culture. But I don't see a lot of peace coming from anything. You know, you had the latest Trump speech, and this time he spoke to the joint session of, you know, Congress and the Senate, and they were all sitting there listening to him, and, oh my God, he did so great, I actually cried. Yeah, whatever. But he did say a bunch of stuff, and I guess he toned down his rhetoric. Didn't do anything for me. Did you hear about that, Doc?
Yeah, I heard bits and pieces of the speech, and then everybody's been talking about it since then. And it's the same old crazy politics. If you liked the guy, you heard a lot of good stuff. If you didn't like him, you looked for bad and everything. I mean, it is, the politics right now is sickening. It's hard to believe that the government has stooped this low and let everybody see it look this bad.
How's Russia Today handling this stuff and all the crazy little channels there, Alan?
Well, of course, I mean, they're reporting on, you know, what Trump has said. Is he doing what he said he was going to? They pretty much go along with it. You know, they like Trump, even though everyone says that, oh, the relations with Russia are worse now than they've ever been. But that's just all media hype. And you watch that whole pomp and circumstance that goes on with these. Trump addresses a joint session of Congress, you know, and you look at all the pomp and circumstance and everyone walking around shaking hands with everyone, smiling, you know, laughing and joking with everyone else. And it's just a load of crap, people. Why they present these people as to be the people that we're supposed to look up to and our saviors, you know, the saviors of the universe and all this crap. And it's just, you look at it and it's just it's like a bunch of kids playing dress up. It's just stupid bullshit. I mean, yeah, why do we even, I don't know why anyone looks up to these people. You look at them, they're just nothing, but it's just a whole falsity. There's nothing real to it.
Well, I guess we've been trained to look up to people that don't matter in the world. You know, great liars. You know, Hollywood has this thing called celebrities, and they say stars, right? And you go, oh, I really like him. He pretends to be a mutant really well.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, look at
that.
Listen
to me. I'm pretending to be someone smart. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You're a doctor on TV, huh? Okay. Yeah. Some of your pharmaceuticals. And therein lies the rub again. You know, we keep going back to that. You know, our whole reality has been manipulated, and we're taught to worship these people. I saw some article, and, you know, I was sitting there browsing several days ago through, you know, different links, and I ended up at Mother Jones, right? Mother Jones is a website for people that are just off in their thinking, and I say that kindly. But they were saying the creation of the first transgender rock star, and I'm kind of like, yeah, I guess that fits, right? All of your other rock stars have been given to you or handed to you, or for the most part. I don't know to what extent the industry, you know, creates groups and, you know, and whatnot. But I know that the music industry is just, you know, flooded with them, as is the fact that, you know, Hollywood is, well, they're playing us, they're gaming us. And I am very happy that they're losing a lot of their control over a lot of people because of their shenanigans. This last thing with the, you know, Academy Awards, what do they call that? The Oscars, right? So they have the Oscar thingy, and it's on Sunday night, and nobody listens, nobody watches. It's like, oh, what? Oh, nobody really wants to hear a bunch of actors, washed up actors. Maybe they're washing up. Maybe they should be washing up on shore. Oh. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, you're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. We have a thing. It's called a chat room. Well, it's not really our thing. It's really not our chat room. It is a chat room that is used out here. And if you want to head over there, go for it, man. We drop links and stuff, and there are people out there chatting, and sometimes I get useful information out there or put useful information. The chat room is at republicoftexas.chattango.com. I know I don't talk about it too much, but it is there, and I'm getting better, and I think I've mentioned it once in a while. You can also call into the show. We're going to be bringing in a guest starting, you know, at the bottom of this hour, and so we're going to be going all sorts of different directions, but you're always free to call in unless we say you're not. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Now, when we look at talking or spending like the last 20 minutes talking about immigration and United States, corporate United States policy towards immigration over the last, well, what do you want to say, 100 years, forever, it's pretty much dealt with immigration the same, well, different, you know, through the 1900s, you know, 1960s and 70s, 80s, whatever. As we deal with that, how does that relate to Texas and Texas independence? Because we've had a lot of conversations about what Texas would look like when it finally leaves the corporate United States of America. Because when you think about it, the Texas and whatever borders you want to talk about, all of a sudden, you know, the people inside were Americans or part of U.S. citizens, right? And now they are what? Are they Texans? Texians? Right? There's a, okay, that's just a word. But where is their sovereignty? Are they dual citizens? Who can migrate into the borders of Texas? So we could look at the corporate United States and some of the trouble that it's in, and we'll get a good idea of what we're heading for, because the corporate United States, folks, it's gone. You know, you got Trump in there, and he's pretending. I actually think that he honestly wants to return the United States of America to the one that Bruce Springsteen, you know, sung about, right? But Bruce Springsteen doesn't want that America. He doesn't want apple pies and Chevrolets, right? All what he wants is little pink boxes for you and I to live in. And I don't know. It's kind of a crazy shame. Alan, what do you think? You want a little pink box to live in? No? Yeah. I guess not. What do you think, Doc?
Well, no, that doesn't interest me at all. And what I've noticed is there's a lot of people with the wait-and-see attitude right now. Maybe they're hoping that Trump can fix America and everything will be better even in Texas. But there's still an awful lot of people that would dislike Texas to be on its own no matter what's going on with the United States.
Oh, for sure. You know, I get that. One of the questions was as far as the immigration or the separation of Texas, I hear this question a lot. I have land in the corporate United States that happens to be in Texas. And what happens to me if Texas regains its independence? And my answer is, well, I don't know. We haven't got there yet. And they go, well, I don't want it to be Texas. What am I going to do? Wow. How do you answer that kind of question, Doc?
Well, I guess the greatest answer I can think of is give it a chance. And if that happens, see how it turns out. And then make your decision if you want to be here or not. And if you don't want your land here or not. But if your land is here and it turns out great, then you'll be happy. And if it's not, I guess you could always sell and move on down the road. But give it a chance. Wait and see. You know, let them prove to you that it's not going to be a good thing.
Yeah, let's go to Jerry in Chicago, and we'll see if we can get him right before the break. Jerry, are you there? Hello, Jerry.
Can you hear me?
I can, sir.
Oh, okay. Go for it. 2 points I wanted to bring up is that I'm working in a neighborhood where I have to pass through another neighborhood. 18 years ago, there was American-style restaurants and everything else like that. And right now, it's all burrito stands and Mexican food. And I'm not saying the neighborhood went to crap or anything else like that, but you have to travel a long way when you're at one of these job sites to go and get a burger and fries or an American-style breakfast with eggs and bacon.
Hey,
hang
in there, Jerry. We're going to pull you over through the break, and we got Sam coming up too. So, Republic of Texas Radio, hold on.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're talking about immigration and all sorts of different things. Got Jerry in Chicago. He was just joined us on the phone, and we'll bring him back here in a second. I want to reach out and just rope in Sam, see if Sam's around. Are you there, Sam?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. Hey,
I'm on my board today. That's why I was wondering.
Oh, really? So you got a real microphone, headset, not just a handset?
You got it. I just didn't want to either be too low or too loud.
So the last half hour, I guess I was rambling a lot about immigration and so forth and a bunch of scenarios. And Jerry just called in and he was telling us about, you know, living in Chicago and how a whole bunch of businesses have shifted. And now, you know, instead of being burger joints of the days gone by, we've got a lot of taco stands or burritos or stuff like that. And I wonder, really, I wonder, Jerry sees a different world than I do, living in Chicago, right? I just live out here in the sticks. And maybe I'll get Jerry to expand on this real quick before we move along. But here I see little tiny pockets, not huge amounts. Do you think all the people that are living in Chicago, what kind of a population are you talking about, Jerry, when you talk about illegal immigrants over there?
As far as the number goes, I have no idea, but I do a lot of work in the Chicago public schools, and I'll tell you what, the grammar schools, they don't start teaching English to the kids until around 6th or 7th grade. Everything is done in Spanish from preschool right up to 6th, 7th grade. Now, what country are you in? shouldn't you learn the rules of the road and this is how we do things over here? And guess what? This is the language we speak. We don't use pesos. We use dollars. You know, I mean, get with it. I mean, if I went to Russia, I would expect to be, I would expect to have to learn the Russian history. I would have to learn the Russian currency and the Russian language and their ways. I wouldn't be able to go in there and say, well, hey, listen, this is the way we do things in America, and this is the way I'm going to do things here. I wouldn't last.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. You know, I think that, you know, if you move someplace, you might want to figure out, move someplace you want to be, and then, you know, hang out with them and learn how to speak their language. I don't know. It's a crazy world there, Jerry. Hey, you got anything else before we move on and get some comments from Sam?
Yeah, just one quick thing. I heard Doc say something about maybe people are sitting on the sidelines waiting for Trump. You know, the American people have spoken. That's why Hillary Clinton isn't the president, and we're not part of the same machine anymore. I think, if anything, we need to get out there, and we need to double or triple or quadruple our numbers versus these libtards that are going out there and protesting against Trump and saying he must be impeached and everything because we're not getting our way. And I think we need to go out there in numbers and just show up and peacefully protest, pull our permits, and show up at these events and these rallies for Trump. And you know what? I think we'll win this thing out, and I think Trump is going to change some things along the way once he opens his eyes. Maybe, I don't know if it'd be a hate crime to send him a letter and saying, hey, look, you gotta look around you. The information you're getting and your immediate cabinet members, you know, they're all pushing this Jewish democracy, which is genocide to the American people. So I'll leave you guys with that. God bless you. I love listening to your show every Sunday morning.
Hey, thanks, Jerry. Well, what do you think, Sam? I know you're just dropping right into the middle of the immigration thing, but I know you've got an opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, I caught enough to know what's going on, and what Jerry's talking about is representative of a lot of these major metropolitan areas. Whenever you're in most of the major cities in America, there's a lot of them that are still sanctuary cities, and that's the problem with all of this stuff, is you've got these mayors who are part of the same machine that Hillary and Obama and all these people are. They're the ones that are continuing to drive this agenda. And this goes back to something that's really gotten under my skin right now. I mean, you're seeing, as Jerry pointed out a while ago, the people have spoken, Trump is in office, and we're seeing all this sabotage going on from the other side. And the latest revelation this morning coming out that supposedly the Obama administration had bugged Trump Towers. And my question is, okay, this is the same guy who was saying that when Hillary was defeated, that he wasn't going to go after her because, after all, the Clintons are good people. I'm thinking, really? They're really good people, huh? They're going to sabotage your presidency, but they're good people.
Yeah, I know. There's some big problems with what he says, and I just don't get it. Maybe it's deception. Maybe it's strategy, Sam.
I think it was that that meeting that he had with Obama, his first meeting there. After that hour and a half meeting, he came out, and like I said, after that, his whole demeanor changed. You could see the sour look on his face when he came out of that meeting. He was told something he really, really, really didn't like, I believe, at that meeting. And because after that, his whole demeanor rather kind of changed. He started kind of backtracking a little bit here, a little bit there. So who knows what was said to him? I don't think it was anything good.
Well, we're not going. Go ahead.
No, I'm just simply going to say, I know one thing. If we don't get a handle on these people that are driving things from behind the scenes from the CIA on down, we're screwed.
Well, for sure. You know, I think it was during Trump's inauguration. I remember watching the old Hillitron. You know, Hillary gets up there, and she wasn't wearing one of her colorful pantsuits, and she was wearing white, and I thought, no. Man, really, you know, pure, whatever. But and then asking that question, because you got your George Soros color revolutions, right? And he sits there and he pushes those things. And we saw it last week where the Democrat women, you know, can you imagine that? You know, you're in charge of, well, in charge, what's the word? You've been empowered to support your state in the federal, you know, democracy of the corporate United States. And you go up there and you're playing silly shenanigan games like, what should we dress like when we go over to the joint session or a Trump? We should all wear white, right? We should wear white. White, yeah. I mean, that's juvenile. It's simply acting like kids. And, well, we all know Congress is a bunch of kids and the Senate's a bunch of kids. Just think they all know what's right for us, Sam. You see where I'm going with that at all?
Well, what you got here is a bunch of people who I don't think their mommies turned them over their knees when they were kids and gave them a little spanking to let them know that the world doesn't always work the way they think it does. That's the problem.
I don't know. Hey, let me go back to the chat room really quick because I see some fun comments over there. You know, as far as Texas borders go, the future's to be written, you know, as far as who goes what and what goes where and where the lines are. Oh, you can also look at historical Texas and, the way Texas looked when it was the Republic of Texas back in 1846 when it went into the United States. Now, it shrunk quite greatly after it went in. And part of that was like a land sell-off to pay back the $10 million that that Texas owed a private bank on the East Coast. And, you know, they gave that $10 million to the Republic of Texas as they were fighting Mexico during the, I guess the fallout after the Texas became a state. But, you know, to one comment there, and we will move along. Texas sounds too much like tax us. Yes, it does. But what we need now is Yosemite Sam with a couple six guns and a question mark after tax us. And that could be our new flag because we don't want to be taxed to death. You know, Donald Trump is doing lots of stuff in the corporate United States. He's allegedly going to make taxes easier and better, and we all like taxes and easy taxes. No, we don't all like taxes. Is he going to do anything about the fact that we don't have property rights? You know, nobody can own their land. No, he's not talking about that. Is he doing anything about the Bundys over in Nevada? No, he's not doing anything about that. That's just, you know, just left on the side. So we're not seeing much. So when we're not seeing enough, Doc. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree. And you know, it's sad with this immigration because they keep bringing up the past about a nation of immigrants. And I remember growing up as a kid, there were a lot of immigrant neighborhoods legal, and they were proud to be here, and they wanted to assimilate, they wanted to learn the language, and they were also proud of their heritage, so they kept their heritage, but they assimilated and they loved it, and they taught their kids to do the things right. Today, they keep bringing up all this stuff from the past, but nothing happening today has that pride or that wanting to assimilate. None of that's going on, so I don't know why the Dems and the liberals keep bringing it up, because if anybody does a history check, it's not happening the same way today. There is no pride there. It's kind of like, what can you give me and how fast?
It's definitely a gimme thing. One of those articles that I was reading earlier on in the week was talking about how the immigrants, now that they've been returned to Mexico, their social services department is sitting there helping them get jobs and, you know, pointing them to places where they can get food and this and that. And so Mexico, from what I heard, has turned into a little fiefdom just like the corporate United States. You know anything about that, Sam?
Well, Mexico has always been definitely a place of turmoil and chaos for quite a long time. But I think the thing that really comes out of this for me that we have to go back to in response to your comments there, and that is what we're dealing with here with the Democratic Party here in the United States. This is a new home of the Communist Party. And the Communist Party, in the end, is no more interested in what happens with these quote-unquote immigrants. They're actually illegal aliens, but they're not any more interested in what happens with these people than they are. All they're interested in is, after the fallout, being able to take over and declare communist rule over the United States. And I think that's the thing that we have to keep in mind. The Democrat Party has gradually moved more and more to the left, if you want to use that vernacular, for years. And now they are all the way over in the communist camp. And this is the thing that kind of concerns me. If we keep seeing the same shenanigans from the Republican side, we're starting to see some of that now. I mean, a good case in point is the issue of Obamacare. They're doing the same tactics now as when the Dems were in charge on Obamacare when it first passed. Now they're pulling the same stunt on their own bill, not allowing people to see it and all this kind of stuff. If they keep playing the same games, the same shenanigans, some of the same shenanigans, and if Trump doesn't get some real balls and start really doing something in a positive light for this country, in another 4 years, we could very well have the Democrats back in charge. And if we do that, you think they were bad before, wait until they get in charge the next time, because, I mean, I guarantee you, if everybody thinks the violence has been bad across this country, wait until they ever get back in power.
Well, there was some violence, you know, and going back to what Jerry was talking about, Jerry out of Chicago, the Trump rallies, I guess there was March for Trump yesterday, and so a bunch of people assembled and, you know, got out and showed their support, and there weren't breakneck numbers. There were a bunch of people there. But they're on the winning side, and they've got lives, actually. And I guess it's more fashionable to be wearing a hat with a vagina on and, you know, running out in spandex and doing stuff for, you know, I hate Trump days. So they had a lot of things. But, Jerry, back to what he was saying, in Berkeley, they actually had the first armed confrontation between Trump supporters and the Trump agitators. And right. I'm afraid that's kind of like the path we're on as they continue to snowball this thing. You mentioned, Sam, you mentioned that the Obamacare thing, now they've got the damn bill behind closed doors and they're sitting there rewriting it to make it better. Really? You know, it's like sitting there saying, okay, these guys stabbed you with a knife, but if we take the knife out, then, you know, you'd be hurt, and so we're just going to figure out a way for you to live with the knife in you. And that's the way, I really never was a fix-it person for Obama in the healthcare. Our healthcare system has been gone forever. Well, no, it wasn't that bad when I was a kid. You know, I think one of the first problems came with Kaiser Permanente, and that was something, a construct that, oh, God, what was the name? Richard Nixon created. And from there, it just went south, and now you don't have any kind of a health care system that's worth a damn, and some outrageous price. I mean,
yeah. Huh. No, I agree with you.
I don't know. So, you know, the other day, I heard a new one, and I don't know if I told you this one, Doc, and I've been talking a little bit about my adventures with Dennis and, you know, talked a little bit about some of my adventures with hospitals. We've got this hospital in town, Sam, and it's beautiful, right? And they are marketing gurus. They are the number one hospital in the USA. Come on. We got an MRI. We've got painted walls. We're going to take care of you. They solicit everybody for everything, including asking their employees to give them money for a bunch of stuff. I've had the misfortune of going to the emergency room with other people 3 times in my stay here in Fredericksburg, Texas. That's 3 whole times. Now, each time that I go, it's different. I'm going like, what the heck? So they're spending all this time remodeling and making it pretty and whatnot and more advanced and so forth. And now instead of a hospital, it's some kind of digital wonderland. You know, you got the doctor's robot computer that, you know, drives itself around with the joystick so he doesn't have to push the cart around. You know, you've got your virtual doctor thing with an iPad that you can sit there and talk to another doctor and say, doctor, 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 doctor. And all that does is what? So Obamacare is now going to fix that so they can sit there and talk to their robots. Nah, it's not going to fix it. Hold on, folks. Let's do the break. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Really? We've already gone through the first hour, short segment coming up, Republic of Texas Radio. We got Sam Britton from the Liberty Corner on with us. We got Alan on the other line, and as well, we have Doc. And I was just talking a little bit about, well, the corporate United States, and what I see is an insurgent, well, our medical system is occupied. It's occupied by a bunch of corporate people, and they tell you everything what to do. We have a lot of strip malls, and you know they're interesting, but I see that as a good infrastructure for the future when the society pretty much collapses, because it will collapse. It's being planned, and right now these strip malls and whatnot are not behaving correctly because they're part of that whole empire of medicine. But here's the deal. Last week, and this stuff all goes together, folks, because the house of cards is going to tumble. The question is, when it tumbles, where are you going to be positioned? So last week, the silver futures, there was a big sell-off in the silver futures, right? So that, that kind of made me kind of look up, right? Because you know how before it collapses, they usually do, they drive everything down, buy, and then it goes up. So I look at that on the monetary side. Allegedly, the Federal Reserve was supposed to come in and, make some changes last week as well. But you were talking about the powers that be. They do those kind of shenanigans all the time. Where are we in that route, Sam, as you see it?
Well, what I see going on is sooner or later, and I always try to be careful not to make any predictions. There's some people out there saying it's going to happen on such and such a date. We don't know. All we know is that things are not right. The one thing we know is we have the artificial exuberance of the stock market. But I think the thing that kind of caught my attention is an article that I ran into, and I'm watching right now. Now, so far this hasn't happened, but something to be aware of is the Federal Reserve raising the interest rates now that Trump is in office. Now, of course, we know that Janet Yellen is not a fan of Trump by any stretch, and a lot of the other people involved in the banking system are not a fan of Donald Trump. So what a more convenient way to collapse it out, blame it on him, and then after it's blamed on him, then we go back and get what we had before.
Yep. Let's see. I know they're going to be raising interest rates. That's inevitable. The Federal Reserve doesn't want to become a target on Trump's thing, and most likely he'll never even get to that target because he's focused on other targets. He's focused on immigration, allegedly. He's focused on the health care bill, allegedly. And the rumblings are that he's going to be focusing on Syria and boots on the ground or some crazy stuff. I don't know. That's just all rumors and so forth. What do you think, Alan? Are we okay? Are we doomed?
Yeah, if he starts talking, if those words Federal Reserve comes out of his mouth too many times, I believe that's when Mr. Trump will no longer be in our presence anymore. Kind of like you can tick off a whole bunch of groups, kind of like JFK did, but when you mess with the big one that controls basically the world financial, it's a whole different story. They don't like you exposing what they're doing.
No, they don't. They don't like you rocking the boat, and I guess, Trump's going to rock what he rocks, and we'll see where we go. Texas Independence, meanwhile, is kind of on a little bit of a breather as it regroups, and we just sit there and talk to you a little bit about it, but we're going to talk about the corporate United States and the world that we live in as well. We're going to take this quick top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back with the second hour. Hang on, folks.
Spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.